Hello. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees! Although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospels have many instances like the one we witness in today's reading. Jesus is again in the company of the Pharisees. He's actually been invited to dine in the home of a Pharisee, and he's faced with their judgment based on the letter of the law as they interpret it. Jesus sees that the Pharisee noted that he didn't perform the customary ritual washings before reclining at table to dine. So Jesus points out the error of the Pharisees in their emphasis on the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. And this really is at the heart of Jesus' ongoing disagreement with the Pharisees. They focus on minute details of particular practices and rituals while disregarding God's call for mercy and compassion for the sick, the suffering, and the oppressed. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the people who refused to help the injured man were doing so not because they didn't care, but because they were observing the letter of the law regarding purity. They couldn't touch a bleeding person. The Samaritan, who was not beholden to these laws, actually fulfilled them by helping someone in need. Sometimes we can focus on tiny details while missing the big picture. So let us pray that all the things we do in life, whether they be mundane or great, may focus on the two most important laws, love of God and love of neighbor. And may our doing so bring a spirit of purity to our lives and our souls, helping us to become the good people God created us to be.